dream last night. A vision. I saw a world full of people. Everybody was dancing and screaming loud. They were just there to listen to the music. It was deep. It was underground. Let's turn the world into a dance floor.
Are you guys ready for a state of trance? Put your hands in the air, come on!
This is a State of Trance podcast.
What's up and welcome to a brand new State of Trance podcast, and I have a very special guest today because I've been playing a lot of music of him. You listen to Armin's sets, well, at least this year and last year, there's always at least one or two tracks of this guy in his sets in the studio today. Ahmed Helmi.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
You?
Yeah, I'm good. You heard at the back of your guest mix on the State of Trance, and I was impressed, man. Like a few times I was just standing there with goosebumps everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. A short introduction. Can you tell us a little bit where you're from, how old you are? And because there's a lot of people that are getting introduced to you right now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm from Egypt, mm-hmm. Alexandria. Okay. 27 years old. That's it.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, every time when someone comes here in the studio, I always like to dive a little bit into the history of yourself, and also I have a couple of questions that were submitted through Instagram and through Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah.
So let's start at the very beginning. What made you decide that you wanted to start making music or become a DJ?
When I was 10 years old, I was walking in the street with my mom as a kid, and then I heard a track, Adagio for Strings of Tiesto.
Okay.
Yes. And then I was impressed by this music. I didn't know that this was trance music. And then by when I become 16, I found the album of Mirage.
Yes.
Orman. Yes. Yeah. I was impressed by this album. Yes, especially Full Focus.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I decided, so how do they make this music?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got, I asked my friend's school, and they told me that there is a DAW called FL Studio.
Yes.
So I went back home and download this one and just start figuring out what is going on here. It took me about 2 or 3 years to create a track.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, on 2013, I think I started remixing some tracks in Transtemple Records. Then until 2017, I think, the track, my first single called Civilization.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know this one.
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
Yes, I sent it to you. And I still remember your reply about this one.
What did I say?
This track is a very, very, very cheesy one.
Yeah.
Trying to make an acid anthem. It contained an over voice like State of Trance.
A State of Trance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then from here it took up acid and then acid and then acid and then acid. Then I released my first track on State of Trance Imprint.
Mm-hmm.
Was Inside a Dream in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm trying to, after a while, to change my style every time. So the style of Civilization or the King series is different from Inside a Dream, Euphoria, Freedom Soul, these tracks.
Yeah, it feels like I was a waiting with this a little bit later because I didn't want to interrupt you, because you have a it feels like you have different hats that you put on every time.
Yes.
There's like, you probably sit in the studio, you're not working with aliases, but there are certain ways that you go into the studio. Like,
yes.
For example, what you said on air as well, you have the King series, which is almost a genre on its own.
Yes.
And then you have, for example, the remix that you did for Footprint.
This is the same like Inside a Dream, Euphoria.
Yeah, exactly.
This style.
And then on the other side, you have Raver 101.
Yes, and Afterlife.
And Afterlife.
And
those are
There's one upcoming as well on Armada, I think.
So there's already three different directions, but it's still...
Yes.
Everything is Ahmed Helmi.
Yes.
That's interesting. But before you got to that point, I'm going to jump back a little bit more.
Okay.
Because you said that you downloaded the... Because this is a similar story, what I heard last week from Doppenberg. Really? That he had the same thing. He was like, I found out how to make music... I downloaded Fruit Loops and that's where it started.
Yes.
Yeah, he had exactly the same story. So I'm just wondering, how, from the moment that you downloaded it, it took you 3 years to make something, pretty much. How did you educate yourself?
It took me 3 years because I didn't watch tutorials. I was just going around...
Figuring out everything yourself.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And then when I made the first remix, I think it was not good... enough, lack of quality, you know, some mixing issues and this stuff. Then by time, watch tutorials and start learning how to mix, how to master, that stuff.
So you watch tutorials on YouTube or something like that?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Is there any, for the producers listening right now, is there any particular video maker or video that everybody should check out?
One of the tutorials I love so much was the masterclass of Armin van Buuren.
Really?
Yes, I enjoyed this one so much.
What did you pick up the most from that?
I don't remember, but I think that how he makes the leads.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds cool. This one grabbed me actually.
So that's one of the things that you learned from the masterclass, how to build leads.
Yes, and something else. In the DJing part, how to cut the tracks or prepare before your set.
Mm-hmm.
So to cut the track, just making mashups, counter tracks, something like that. Yes. And I think, many more things, but I don't remember.
It's all small bits and pieces, I guess.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, if you haven't already, make sure to check out Armin's masterclass. It's on masterclass.com.
Yep.
Okay, let's get the first question in from one of the listeners of this radio show.
Yep.
Elena69 Luca wants to know, what would be the dream collab for you?
Sure. Armin van Buuren.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's make that happen.
Okay.
Should we give him a call later and just ask if he wants to
maybe.
Do it?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's down. I mean, he's playing so much of your music anyway, so he might as well.
Yes,
do one together with you.
Yeah. I actually want to see how our sounds will fit together.
Yeah,
what will be the outcome? It will be huge, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I feel that especially the Rave 101 and Afterlife is really something that defines his sets right now.
Yes,
right now, How would you even call a genre like that? Is it like future rave versus trance or something?
Well, when I decided one day to just reach out more DJs out of the area of the trance,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time to make trance sound. So I just pick up genres from the EDM and just mix it together with the trance. So, like, the Afterlife was a little bit techno and future rave with a touch of the trance elements. Mm-hmm. And then on the Rave 101, this track is the drop, I think it's a tech house bass.
Yeah.
Yes. The intro and the outro was trance bass, rolling bass. And then the drop, I think, I tried to make a tech house.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
That's so interesting.
Yes.
Because I think one of the things that... up-and-coming producers struggling in the most is how to be unique, right? Because it's so easy to just take a sort of a template sound and just recreate everything like that.
No.
Is how long time did it take you to realize that you want to shape your sound up like that?
First, I have listened to Future Rave when it started on Armin's set at Asot 950,
mm-hmm.
yes, the many stage set, and I think the track was David Guetta and Morten of Heaven.
Yeah,
yes, I like it so much.
You're like, this is it.
Yes, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Then I get back home, and I started just to figure out how could I make this sound. Then I tried. Sure, there were failures, but at the end, I figured it out my own way.
Mm-hmm.
Just not copy the same sound of Future Rave, but just mixing Future Rave, Tech House, Trance, Melodic Techno, and that stuff together to make a unique sound
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day.
That's interesting.
Yes.
And because, yeah, like what I said, a lot of people just listen to something. You could have listened to the Morton and David Guetta song and just copy everything.
Yes.
But you took every element out of it and made it yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so many people are just copying or download templates and just...
I don't feel this. Why should I copy someone and then play this track to the people and then the people will say, oh, this is...
It sounds like this or yes, it is like that.
No, I don't like this anymore. I just want to be unique.
Yeah, but right now, a lot of people, I think, they were guessing that the Rave 101 track that Armin is playing
yes.
in all these sets, I think they were saying it's a Gaia ID or it's something like that.
Yes.
Maybe. Is there already people guessing also that it's an Ahmed Helmi track?
Yes. When Armin played this one on Ushuaia Ibiza,
mm-hmm.
the first time played, I think someone mentioned me on Twitter and said to me, is this your sound? I just laughed. I said, yes, this is my sound.
Yeah.
And I was really, really happy about that he recognized my sound because maybe it's the same leads of Afterlife.
Yeah. And maybe I think that's actually one of the biggest compliments that you can get, especially if you make instrumental music, that people will write you and hear an idea and actually say, hey, is this one of yours?
Yes.
That means that you achieved your own sound.
Yes.
Because otherwise exactly. people wouldn't say it.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Yes. That's why as well I was very happy about this.
Khaled Ahmed God wants to know what inspires you to make your tracks. When you get into the studio, you told also on air that you're a full-time producer.
Yes.
So you have a certain routine, right? So you get in the studio in the morning or
actually I go to the studio when I feel I wanna make music.
Yeah.
Otherwise I don't go to the studio or just play around.
Okay.
I think because I think if I don't have the power to make music, so I won't make anything good. Yes.
So you don't force yourself into creativity.
No, not okay. at all. Just have fun. This is the code.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Just
that's
have
cool.
fun.
But what do you do if you don't have inspiration for a couple of days in a row?
Yes. Listen more. Just listen to other genres. For me, I listen to tech house, dark techno, that stuff, or hard techno, I think. Yes. Maybe I can stay for 10 days not doing anything, just listening until I get inspired and then go to the studio, try to create just a melody or maybe a bass line, just like that, and then it continues.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that you can also learn as a producer is that... you don't have any output if you create input for yourself.
Yes.
So exactly what you're saying. Listen to other music.
Yes.
Go out, have experiences.
Yes.
Hang around with people that inspire you.
Yes, exactly.
And if you don't do anything of that, then your tank just empties and you can't make anything.
Yes, exactly.
Did you have any periods in time where you didn't manage to make music for a longer time? Or is it something that... Okay, some days you might have a one day off that you don't make anything, but the next day you would make something again.
As I said, I can stay for 2 weeks not doing nothing. Yes, and then I came up with an idea, and then I can finish the track in 3 days.
I wish I could do that.
Yes, staying for maybe 9 hours or 12 hours every day
yeah.
for 3 days, then.
Because you're so inspired, you just want to finish it.
Yes, I want to see how it will be, how it would look like at the end.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, what I would like to know, this is not a fan question. Well, also, if you see me as a fan of your music, then this is the question that I have as a producer. You have so much sound design in your track. There's so much atmosphere in the breaks as well.
Yes.
How long does it take you to create that? And what are the main ingredients of doing that?
Yes. Well, I just save my presets that I make.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not to not take much time in the production.
So like channel strips?
Yes.
Okay.
Not
just channels. Or presets?
Yes, presets okay. only. Mm-hmm. Because it depends every time on the key I'm playing in. So the EQ and that stuff will change automatically. What else? Yes, saving some arpeggios, saving some plugs, saving some... Yes, I have my own library that I already created. So yeah. Just go...
So you dive back into your own sound design and then you...
Yes,
you pick the right sounds.
Yes, and then maybe I can tweak those sounds mm-hmm. to be newer one.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'd have like an arpeggio and you have your bass lines and your strings and...
Yes, yes. Just make some tweaks. To not sound the same as the one before, just little tweaks.
You have a lot of good advices.
Yes.
Yeah, you have. Yes. That's actually really smart. So you create your own sounds,
yes.
but you change them just a little bit and then they are totally different already.
Yes,
but you
exactly.
have the base of the sounds yes. is already there.
Yes, exactly.
Like you make a spaghetti and the tomato sauce is always the same, but yes. you add
some
cheese or some yeah. spices. Or,
yes, exactly.
Awesome. I like that. Well, actually, there's a question here from Wreck-It Ralph. What is the special recipe? I didn't even see that and the spaghetti came up when creating yes. music. Do you have any secrets that you can share with us?
Secrets in music production?
Well, I'm going to combine another question also from Jotix Music. What is your favorite VST? So give us your secret recipe plugin that you use in every track that no one else uses or that defines your sound.
Serum?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I love this one. But this is for the bass lines and leads.
Mm-hmm.
Arpeggios as well, but not too much. For the breakdown and the atmosphere, the pads and that stuff, Diva.
Okay.
Yes. I love this one as well.
You had Diva.
Yep.
Yeah, that's amazing. So the leads, if you want to make a good lead like Ahmad Elmi,
yes.
dive into Serum.
Serum, exactly.
It's very hands-on. You can create your own sounds quite
yes,
easily. It's,
yes.
Yeah, I like that one as well. Shafi Karim wants to know, how do you keep your music original and different every time you make something?
Yeah, as we said, just...
Tweak the sounds and...
Yeah, tweak the sounds and it sound different anyway.
But still, you have those, what we talked about earlier, the three directions that you have in your music. Is that something that comes along while you make a music, or is it something that you start on a track and you already know which direction you're going?
I think when I start a new sound,
mm-hmm.
I just got inspired by a track, and then okay, let's see if I can make a one like this one, and then I go on at the end of the day, I found myself that I made a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just stay on this one for two or three tracks. Yes, and then we can change.
And do you finish tracks straight away, or do you have a lot of setups that you just park for a while and then start working on them again?
Sometimes I finish in 3 days and it's good, just ready for the car test.
Yeah.
And then another tracks, maybe I can stay for 10 days, just work on them and then just leave them for 3 days and then get back to listen to them if they need anything or if I'm sure that this one is really good
yeah.
to send it through. Yes, and that's it.
And you already mentioned it earlier as well that you sent a track to me and I told you it was cheesy.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Because I experienced this as well. And I think this is one of the most useful things that people, especially young producers, can learn from it. Because I want to address this. How do you deal with rejection? Like when a label says no, or you reach out to a certain artist and they say no, or how do you deal with that?
Yeah. I get used actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So like, okay, I don't care.
Yes. Just move on. Don't be afraid from rejection. It will happen anyway. Just go on. Maybe you can send it to other labels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you just leave it for 2 days and get back to it, listen. Maybe you can find that the A&R is right
mm-hmm.
about it. So maybe you can keep it just go on.
Just park it and continue it later or something like that.
Yes, or just delete it. Yeah. Sometimes I delete tracks.
Have you done that?
Yes.
I would never delete anything. I would park it and just see if it's anything good, maybe a month or two later.
I don't mean by deleting it that just move it to the recycle bin. No, I think just keep it here. And maybe on 2 months or 3 months later, I can check it out. Maybe I can get an idea from it.
Yes. Yeah. And while talking about labels, you're starting your own one.
Yep.
What can you tell about it?
My label is called Futurizing Music.
Futurizing Music, yeah.
Yes. Including trance, techno, and tech house. Also future rave. Any kind of music that has the futurizing sound.
Mm-hmm.
The new futurizing sound. The weird sounds. I love so much this weird sounds. That's it. It will... I think I will launch it this year. Maybe by the end of this year, I think.
It's going to be mostly your own music?
No. Just my music, especially the King series.
Okay.
Will be there from now on. And for the King series, I think I will make a full album.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes. Combining from the first track of Rising King, then till those two I have played.
Yeah.
The album will be called King's Legacy, Chapter 1.
So okay.
There will be Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and so on.
You missed a chance. You could have called it Palace because you put all the kings in the palace.
Yes.
Yeah. You could use that if you want.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more music from the album.
Yeah, sure.
And in the meantime, you have a lot of other music coming up as well. You say it again, the Rave 101. And also a question from Omid. I want to know, when can we expect your remix of Footprint? Well, I can say that already, that it's going to come out in August.
Really?
Yeah. So there you go.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. It has been laying around for a long time. It just didn't fit the plans that I was having. And finally, the original is still doing really well. And I've been playing your remix for so long already.
Yeah, I know.
All the sets, and yes, I love it so much. Thank you for creating that remix.
Thank you.
Let's see. I think that's everything. What I would love to know is that because you're from Egypt,
yep,
and there is so much talented musicians coming from Egypt. So, yes. The biggest example, of course, Ali and Fila.
Ali and Fila, of course.
You're part of a new wave, like a new wave of artists just really popping through right now. Is there anyone else we should keep an eye on as well?
In Egypt?
Yeah.
Maybe
for your new label?
I hope I can find anyone. But for now, I only see Alan Fila on the trance scene. And that's it, I think. I hope I can find anyone.
Yes. Well, you have ANZ and Philippe LCC.
Yes,
I know
all of these guys.
What do you mean for like the next ones?
Yes, the next generation, I know. Yeah. Those guys were on 2014, I think.
Yeah. Big shout out to them. Amazing, yes. Amazing producers.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for answering all these questions.
Yeah, sure.
I'm looking forward to hearing so much more music from you. We over here, we are big fans. And appreciate that you flew all the way in to answer all these questions.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah. Next time, a new podcast, make sure to check it out. And also all the previous episodes there here on iTunes and on Spotify, wherever you want to listen to this. My name is Ruben Ronda, signing off. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in. To check full episodes of A State of Trance for free, simply visit armandradio.com. A State of Trance returns next week.